Blog Talk Radio.
Well, greetings, faithful followers. This is your old pal, Brother Jack Angry, bringing you another edition of Live from the Monastery of Mayhem and the Angry Brothers Omaha Chakrama Presents. Our guest today is going to be the dark, dangerous dominatrix and the creator of Lady Belladonna's Nightshade, which is an anthology feature film that is filmed outside of the Omaha area in El Paso, Texas. We've got our first guest calling in. It isn't Lady Nightshade, but we'll bring him on anyway. Hello, caller. You're on the air with Brother Jack Angry, and welcome to the Monastery of Mayhem. Who do we have calling?
Hi, Brother Jack. This is Ash. How you been doing?
All right. We're doing great. We're just waiting for Lady Belladonna to give us a call. And so how have you been doing, Ash? What's been happening?
I got a thunderstorm here, in case anybody cares. Welcome to Texas. If you don't like the weather, wait 10 minutes. It will change.
Well, I think we've got Lady Belladonna on the line. I'm going to bring her on. I'm going to have you hold that thought just a moment.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, hello, caller. You're on the air. Welcome to the Monastery of Mayhem. Is this Lady Belladonna?
It is the Dark Lady herself. Good morning.
Well, greetings, mistress. I'm Brother Jack, and we've got our good friend of the show, Ash Nondeplume, the noted Amazon author and noted author on the line with us. Ash,
well, hello.
Hello. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, well, you're kind of sounding a little gravelly there, Ash, but everything is fine. So, Lady Belladonna, so what's been happening?
Oh, soul brokering, of course.
Long, definitely.
Days in the soul mines. And, of course, a new film.
And that would be Lady Belladonna's Tales from the Inferno. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So, so why don't you bring us and our listeners up to speed on that film? I know, is it another anthology like your first film, Lady Belladonna's Nightshade?
Absolutely. All the films that we'll be doing are anthologies. So, yes, this is our second film. And we'd love for this to be episodic, for people to tune in and watch our anthologies each week. So yes, this is our next evolution, and we have Lady Belladonna's Tales from the Inferno, where you are back at work with me in the soul mines to see how my life has progressed. And we have lovely films to feature this time again and introduce. I still have my lovely little assistant, Addie, to help me with all my dirty chores in the abyss. And new fresh meat to take advantage of, like usual.
Well, I mean, I did recommend your film to Ash to have him take a look at it. I don't know if he's had a chance to do that. But I did get the chance to watch it, I believe, last week. And I definitely do like you know, your definite choice of accoutrement for the soul mines. I mean, I'm detecting a definite BDSM hint there. We've got another caller, so let me bring them on. Hello, caller from the 773 area. You're on the air. Welcome to the Monastery of Mayhem.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here. I am so amped to be on the same line, the same face with Lady Belladonna. You are the best. I just want to say you're awesome.
Well, hello. Are you a naughty boy? I suspect you're a naughty boy, which is why you called in.
Oh, my God. This is awesome. We're so amped for the next installment, and I am as naughty as I can possibly be. Anything for you.
Do I already have your contract? If I don't, I should.
Oh, my God. Wow. I almost want to faint right now. I can't believe I'm on the phone with you. This is awesome. I just want to say, I'm a big fan. really looking forward to the second installment, and just keep up the good work.
Well, thank you. And I should say, keep up the bad work. I'll see you in hell.
Awesome. Thank you so much. You guys have a nice one. Bye-bye.
Ciao.
So you mentioned that you were trying to make this into a weekly. Are you getting that ready for weekly yet, or is that just the eventual goal?
That's always been our goal. We have a lovely idea here, and we have been progressing with it. We need more people to hear about us. I need more soul contracts, basically, so we can get signed up with Netflix or another platform.
Well, actually, Lady Belladonna, I have talked to a friend of mine whose name is Lee Turner, and he is the host of After Hours Cinema out of Gulfport, Mississippi. I've given him your information, and I think he wants to do a show about you coming up here in the near future. So I will definitely get you in touch with him and have you talk to him about that. And we would definitely love to feature you on our show here in Omaha. And actually, I believe Ash had a question. He was interested in putting you in one of his upcoming leak series featuring us, the Angry Brothers, and we'd like to definitely have you written into that. What do you think, Ash?
Yeah, I have a problem with that, considering that the leak series works in, near real time. We're a little bit slightly behind the current day, but obviously as the Angry Brothers are a key feature of the series and they're interacting with people, I like to get permission with the people they're interacting with to be in the story so we don't have hurt feelings later.
Oh, we hate hurt feelings.
Yeah, I think you're a little more into the other kind, but that's something else.
I was going to say, yes. I like pain, not hurt feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I'm
I kind of think Lady Belladonna likes to do the hurting.
Well, we'll have to make sure we hook you up with a copy of what's out there. So, because you'll find that some of my books go a little farther than you do, and that's saying something.
Some of your books go harder than I. Hmm. I don't
mm-hmm.
think we show okay. everything I do.
Well, I'll send you the book and see how we come out.
How
did you work the belly dancing into all this? That's what I wanted to know. How did you get that belly dancing going with that whole thing?
Oh, how did I get belly dancing? Oh, I just bought the contract of a famous belly dancer's soul, and then I made her teach me.
Oh, that'll work. I was just trying to figure out, because I haven't seen everything, but I caught a couple of the belly dancing things going. I'm going, we got the leather lace and belly dancing thing going. There's an interesting combination. That's worth a question.
Oh, but belly dancing is a discipline of the body, which means I have control over every single muscle in mine.
Oh, my wife's going to kill me when she hears this one.
I can move everything independent. I can move everything independently and on beat.
Oh. Double bonus points.
That only adds to my allure.
And we will be ordering liniment for these sore shoulders after we blow out our rotator cuffs, masturbating like chimps here. But I noticed that in the first few scenes of Lady Belladonna's Nightshade, there was a very interesting scene where you had Addie licking your boot, as it were. Now, Do I detect a little hint of the BDSM lifestyle in there? I mean, have you had professional experience as a pro-dome, perhaps?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, indeed.
I
am quite familiar and adept.
Tell me, Lady Belladonna, do you peg, perhaps?
Oh, let's see. Let me go through my list. Absolutely, I peg. Oh, silly question.
Oh, we
now the question is, do you like to be pegged?
That would be a big yes.
Big being the operative word.
I think maybe she might like the first Angry Brothers book after all.
There you go. I think she's going to fit in. She's going to fit in just fine.
Oh, I think I'm going to do just fine, boys. Just fine.
Yeah, I think
well,
we have
We've definitely got to get you to Omaha here, and we've definitely got to introduce you around to our circle of friends here. I think it will be beneficial for everybody concerned. But let me ask you now, since this is an anthology series, there you go, yes. Are you in response to what Ash asked earlier, goodness, I think I'm getting a bit of the vapors here. So do you want to be picked up by a local TV station to do a weekly show? I mean, do you want to get into the basically, so you want to join the greater horror host fraternity, running the B-movies and that kind of thing, not just the anthology. But your anthologies are very well done. We were very impressed by what we saw when we took a look at it last week. And we can't wait for the one to come out in, is it October or
is it
going to be
in October? It is October. The film will be released in October. I'm very excited. We will be premiering it in New Mexico. And
right.
I will be there. Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Okay, I have some family up in the Albuquerque area, so not Albuquerque, but Santa Fe, so I get up there quite a bit. So.
Yes, quite a difference between northern New Mexican and southern. Southern is, what shall we say, more hellish than northern New Mexico?
Yeah, but there's hellish and there's no fun. What part? Are we talking the fun part? Are we talking like... Really? You had to? As far as that goes, you know, there's the wrong neighborhoods. Every place has good neighborhoods and bad.
Oh, just the temperature. It's hellish. It's hot in southern New Mexico, quite different than northern. And you're right by El Paso, which we affectionately refer to as Hell Paso. So it has that hellish feel anyway. Great. Perfect place to premiere the film.
Well, we do call Omaha Oma Hell, so you should fit right in into Omaha just fine. I mean, although we do have a lot of Republicans running around, and you know, we really need to get that. There you go.
Don't
it's
you
like,
worry; they sell me their souls left and right. I have all
the they based on current politics, I think they're standing in line to do that. They consider it an honor.
Well,
but,
they. Yeah. They voted for Trump. I mean, how intelligent could they be, for heaven's sakes? I mean,
yeah. So she's like, wondering who got his contract. That's, or did you get his contract?
Have to be. I take the contracts of the bright and the dumb. I don't care. I just want your soul.
Well, it's like yes, but
if you got his contract, maybe we can talk here.
But let me guess, there is no pussy grabbing allowed in hell unless it's by mutual consent. So that definitely lets Trump out.
Oh, yeah. He's a naughty, naughty one. I'm going to do the most delicious things to him when he arrives. Mm-mm-mm.
I would think actually that would be the definition of hell. Is you want to be a pussy grabber and you're not allowed.
Oh, yeah, so just going to be right in front of his face and you won't be able to touch them.
Yeah. Now, considering the material that you'd like to do, you'd like, you know, obviously you're doing Amazon Prime and all that stuff, because if you're going to get everything out there, well, how do you deal with your restrictions and limits? Or do you just have to stay on, quote, a certain side of all that? That took all the fun out.
I did not hear any of that.
Yeah, you kind of broke up there, Ash.
How do you deal with the restrictions on your material and Amazon? So, you know, because you want to be distributed, but you also don't want to, you know, give up too much of the art. So how are you walking that line? Or is it still a work in progress?
It is still a work in progress, but David Salcido is the writer and director, and he's absolutely brilliant. His gift with the pen is stupendous. So we have play on words and puns and innuendos. He's very good at walking that line and keeping us with our content in a place that we could be picked up, but yet it still is geared towards a mature audience.
Yeah, because, like, you know, obviously in the written format, in the written medium, I don't have to worry about that line. I can go all the way over it. But I'm saying when you go to the visual, it's like, oh, that just takes all the fun out of it. Sorry, that does.
Well, look at how long we've been pole vaulting over that line here in Omaha. I mean, it's a miracle we're still on the air and that we haven't been killed yet, but...
Don't give them ideas. You're not supposed to. Yeah, they're not very bright. Don't think of that if you don't tell them.
Yeah, well, it's like, there's a lot of Republicans here. We just kind of slide right under the radar, as it were. But, yes, I mean, you know, it's like no movie is too bad, no costume is too short, and no joke is too crude, rude, or lewd. I mean, let's face it, you look up socially inappropriate in the dictionary, and there's my picture, but it's a burden I've learned
to
bear.
It's such a great picture of you, really. It is.
Well, you've got to realize there has to be shooting accuracy. You have truth and accuracy everywhere as far as that goes, and as far as... Yeah, and of course, if he gets stuck for information and questions like that, he just goes find somebody from the Moral Majority to ask him how to find debauchery because they know the directions by heart.
Yes, they don't.
they don't have any problem finding it.
They know right where to go. It's like it's amazing.
A rut in the road towards debauchery.
Yeah, debauchery. Well, that's the starting point. That's where you have to have the X for the start line. Never mind the finish line. You got to have a start line. You have to start off at complete and total irreverent debauchery, and then you get going. So when I get
I love the word debauchery.
It's better than a crude word. That.
Well, again, this is Omaha, so you got to kind of keep the words small. Otherwise, they look at you like a dachshund, you know, with the head tilted and a blank expression on their face. You know, it's like we have to keep the words small.
Yeah, but the thing is, when I'm looking at somebody who thinks that they're the moral majority and they're going to enforce the morality police, I want the big words so they don't understand that they missed their job. You know, I like my enemy dumb.
Well, there you go. It's like, well, like I said, if we could ever get Lady Belladonna to come to Omaha, I have several clubs that I want to take her to, and, you know, our friends at our place and a few others, which is a noted swingers club and BDSM dungeon in Omaha, you know. And, you know, it's like we'll take her to all the best spots because don't forget, Brother Jeff, it's the seedy underbelly of Omaha. Brother Jack knows it well.
Oh, I do love the underbelly.
Wasn't that your job to map that out for Google or something?
Well, yes, I was the guy with the Google thing strapped to his back, and I go to all these places, so they end up on Google Maps, you know. That update is coming from what I've been told.
And I wonder, when you were doing that for Google, did you go inside the Swinger BDSM Club and take those photos for Google?
Sure, I wish I could take photos. I just had to go in there and stand around and wait for them to map the location, but... You know,
too bad.
I'm sure you
Yes, there you go. The club has a strict no photos policy, so, you know, we don't want to out anybody accidentally here. You know, but believe me, the swing scene is alive and well in Omaha. I won't mention any names, but.
Well,
yes,
that's what I wanted to say with you mentioning all these Republicans and the moral code. Everyone has a dirty little secret. Everyone.
Where do you think the regular members come from?
I didn't hear that,
sorry,
Ash. What was that?
I was going to say, where do you think their membership list is for regular members comes from?
Well, that's true. I mean, the GOP, you know, if it wasn't for the GOP, there wouldn't be any adult businesses in Omaha.
You do know what GOP stands for, don't you?
Grand
Grabbers
Old Party?
No, it's a Grand Old Party, oh, cheer, or if you prefer, Grabbers of Pussy.
grabbers of pussy. I like that. I like that.
Yeah. Guilty or but, guilty or pardon. Yeah, there's guilty or pardon.
There you go.
Yeah, we have
well, I remember Brother Jack's credo. It's always better to ask for forgiveness than for permission. But Lady Belladonna, so after the new film drops, what's going to be next for you? What other projects do you have on the horizon?
Well, always, as soon as we're done with one, we're off to think about the next. That's immediate. But we will premiere the film. We will be having the film run in micro cinemas in the U.S. So I may be visiting some cinemas as they open in different cities and premiere the film in different places. Comic cons are probably on our list as well, travel. And, you know, Lady Belladonna likes to get out. I mean, you want to take her to the club. I want to go to the club, so it would be public appearances, travel, making that connection with my fan base, and getting people excited about watching our film and the next one.
Well, definitely, and we can. The Angry Brothers can definitely help you that here with that here in Omaha, and we do have a somewhat national reach with our show and our films on Amazon, which you can. You know, just Google Jack Angry Productions. We do have a landing page set up on Amazon that will take you to all of our films, and I hope you will take a look at those. And there's also, if you go to our website at www.angrybrothers, or I should say www.theangrybrothers.com, that will take you to everything Angry Brothers, our YouTube page, our Vimeo page, our Amazon page, our swag shop, t-shirt shop, merchandise, everything. And I believe you have a website too called www.ladybelladonna.com. Is that right?
That is correct. So you can go to our actual webpage. You can find us on Facebook. I'm the lovely lady. I'm on Facebook. Even the lady is on Facebook. It reaches that far, all the way to hell, Facebook.
Well,
that's
Facebook.
Okay. Especially their policies.
Especially
their policies and what you can show. It's like, okay, you can show everything except the good stuff. Wait a second. That is definition. That should be hell. I mean, every time you try to say something up there, they put you in Facebook hell. So they have their own branch, huh?
Have you been in Facebook jail?
No, I have.
Me, us, constantly.
You are bad boys.
Yes, it's like every time I post something, I end up getting in Facebook jail. Every time I promote something, I end up getting into Facebook jail. It's like, I mean, you know, I'm surprised it's like they don't slash a message up saying, you know, you did it again, Jack. Enjoy Facebook jail, and away I go for 3 days.
Remember when Facebook jail wasn't a thing?
Yeah.
Well, let's just say there's no rape on shower night, which I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but, you know, it's like I just can't get a lot done, you know.
Yeah, but what gets me on Facebook jail is, you know, there's a certain group of people that go there all the time, and there's a certain group of people that no matter what they say, it's always up. And it's like, you know, you guys are worse than the people that put Facebook jail, but since you're saying something that's currently popular with the politicians, you sold your soul in a bad way. At least with Lady Belladonna, you got something for it.
Well, there you go. It's like, and if Lady Belladonna wants our souls, all she has to do is just bring the paperwork by, and we'll be happy to put our names on that line.
Oh, I love it. You made it so easy. You don't even want to struggle, not even a bit. I like it when you struggle.
Well, it's like there's.
I just need to bring up the baseball bat in the thing, and he'll struggle for you. He'll give you a good whimper.
Well, yeah, it's like, I mean, it depends on how much, you know, on how much the handcuffs and the lube is involved. I mean, we'll talk, we'll negotiate.
Oh, of course, negotiations. And during negotiations, you'll have a piece of duct tape on your mouth.
Well, it won't be the first time, believe me.
Well, we've now established she really is a woman.
Well, yes.
She's female.
Well, it's like, you know, it's like that's why God made strap-ons.
That'll bring a tear to your eye.
What was that there,
so
Ash?
True.
I was going to say, that'll bring a tear to your eye, or at least you hope so.
Well, yes. Yes, it will. But, hey.
It should.
You
if
know.
It's done properly, it should bring tears to your eyes.
Well, it's like. Well, we're going to have a debate on that one. You know, it's like, I mean,
oh, well,
it's
that's
like,
my opinion.
Unless I have to come to work in a diaper the next day, it's like, we don't know if we want to go that far, but.
Oh, well, that falls under what I consider personal problems.
Well.
Oh, we're going to have to add a whole chapter on this one, I see. Okay, I see how this is going to go.
Yes.
Yeah, well.
Well, yes, it's like, well, okay, that might fall under the heading of too much information, but, hey, we'll see who's listening. You know, Brother James
is
was supposed
really
to be
Is there really too
calling.
Much information? I don't think so.
I don't know. It's like Brother James was supposed to be calling in, and he probably couldn't get away from the debt consolidation company he works at to call, so I will have to kick him in the groin later on when I see him.
Oh, can
you know,
I?
But ooh, he'd like, well, he's married. He's used
like
to it, so.
He might enjoy that too much. I don't know if that's really going to have the punitive value that you want. I mean, if your target enjoys the punishment, is it really punishment?
Well, it's not until you don't give it to them anymore. And then it is.
You've seen the marriage of the masochist, huh? The wedding night? You know, that's where she's a masochist and he's a sadist, and she goes, beat me, beat me, beat me, and he goes, no.
Correct. It's fun until you don't get it anymore, and then you don't get it.
Yeah.
Because you wanted it. Because really, you want what you can't have, not what you can.
Well, that's
about
true.
Right.
Yeah, that does make sense. And I know a few pro dominatrixes here in Omaha, and yeah, that's pretty much it. It's fun as up until they actually want it, and then you cut them off, and then you watch them suffer.
Yeah. Mm. So that explains your bank account. I always wondered what happened to it. Now I know.
There you go.
I mean, that's a worthy cause.
Well, that's it.
It's almost the noblest. Yeah, we do discuss.
It's a public service. Public service.
Well,
you're obviously a menace. So, you know, those pro-doms keep your menacing from being on the streets.
Well, that's it, you know. And we want to throw
a
big shout-out to our friends. Well, we do want to throw a big shout-out to our friends at Club O. And just to let everybody know, in about a minute or so, the broadcast is going to cut off, but we will be, anybody who's online with us will be in the after party for about another 15 minutes. So we'll continue this in the after party. But we do want to throw a big shout out to our friends at Club O here in Omaha. They're suffering a lot of harassment by the city council and the police, and because they do run an adults-only club here. And we want to say, you know, hang in there, guys. Millions for defense, not one cent for tribute, and stay strong. And I also want to thank our guest, Lady Belladonna, and our call-in friend, Ash Nom de Plume. You guys have been really great. So in about 30 seconds, we're going to switch over to the after party. I hope you guys will stay on with me, and we'll continue this conversation for a little bit longer. But I am Brother Jack Angry, bringing you live from the Monastery of Mayhem and the Angry Brothers Omaha Chakarama. Remember, let's keep America on top, y'all. Watch Horror Hosts, and to our friend the Hack, suck it, and guess which finger I'm holding up. So they'll be switching over. They'll be switching over here in about 10 seconds. But Lady Belladonna, now, let me ask you, where did you get the inspiration for Lady Belladonna? I mean, your alter ego. Where did she come up with that?
I want to claim her to some extent, though I can't really, because she's a creation of David Salcedo. But upon reading the script and really getting an idea of who she is, she and I are very similar. Very similar.
Well, that's
so
interesting.
It was very interesting. Almost as if she were written for me. And she fits very natural. So I have many of the same characteristics and traits as she does, even mannerisms, if you would.
Okay.
So it's a weird way to articulate it might be we sort of, her idea and the embodiment met one another.
Ah. So basically it was kind of like
a reality. By Kathy met reality.
So I'm sorry, what was that there, Ash?
Typecasting met reality.
Typecasting
yes.
met reality? I would definitely say that sounds about right. Well, I mean, look at how the Angry Brothers came into being. I mean, Ash's known us for like almost 20 years now, and you know, it's like, I mean, really, the characters of the Angry Brothers, are they that far off from what you know me to be in real life?
Oh, am I testifying for the public or for court? You know, otherwise I have to plead the fifth, but yeah.
Good answer.
Great answer.
But
this is who I testify to, man. I don't want to be in court later having to say, well, you know, it was nice knowing you, dude.
I'm taking the fifth, Your Honor. But
yeah.
So let me ask you, Lady Belladonna. So obviously, I mean, the scenes or the props that you have in your dungeon, particularly the young lady with the very nice ass on the St. Andrew's cross, were those just local actors, or were they connected to the BDSM community in your local area as well?
A few of them are actors, and a few of them are with the local BDSM community. So there were just a couple local type extras, and then others we saw out in that community because they're familiar and comfortable with being in those positions. And we had Shibari Master with us for rope tying and such with that film. So that was lovely. So we do, it's not just face value. Everyone in this film, it does have a BDSM feel. It is. And we are familiar with that world. It is not foreign. We're not out of touch with it. So from actors and actresses who create it.
You just want to know who your supplier is for the cross. I didn't want your supplier for the cross.
Oh yes, yeah. Well, I could use a good St. Andrew's cross here at the Monastery of Mayhem. So, yeah, definitely.
Oh.
I mean, we used to have a very nice breeding bench that we had built for some of the swingers parties we used to hold, and you know, but we had to sell it. I mean, it was really lovely. It was oak and mahogany and leather and nice studs and straps and the whole bit, you know.
Oh, my mouth started to water.
Well, it's like, I'm sure that we can accommodate you when we know you're coming. I mean, give us
you
a little notice.
Mahogany and leather.
Yes, it was. Yeah, the person we had it made, it was through a local website called Swing Village, and I mean it cost about $500 to have it made, and that was several years ago. He did an excellent job. Are you familiar? Let me ask you: are you familiar with Fet Life?
Oh, of course.
Yes. If you get you'll have to send me a friend request. My handle is Omaha_ghost1. So if you can do a search on that and send me a friend request, I'll be happy to friend you, and we can keep in touch that way.
Ghost1 is in the number or the word?
Omaha_ ghost and then the number one, yes.
Perfect.
Yeah, if I recall,
I like
right,
that. You are naughty.
I think they paid them extra for the fact that this particular bench was had a lot of mileage on it.
Oh, yes, it got a lot of use.
I think that was actually a bonus point on a sale, that it was had the proper vibe to it.
There you go. It's like that's quite correct, Ash. Yeah, that was a lot of fond memories associated with that bench. I wish we still had it. But, you know, it's like we'd have definitely donated it to the local club. Lady Belladonna, I mean, have you ever thought about doing your own podcast?
Well, not so much, but I would be interested. I do love chatting. I love radio and that idea, so this is the modern version of it, so to speak.
Well, I mean, the blog talk is actually very good for that, and we'll have to talk offline about that, you know, definitely here. So let me just let me grab a pen here, Scott, so I can take your number down, and I'll definitely give you a call here in the very near future, and we can definitely talk about that, because I would love to collaborate with you on a podcast, and you know, maybe some have you do some crossover stuff with our show. I don't think you'd have a problem with that.
Yeah.
With that getting a little publicity that way.
I don't think so.
Can you make sure that she, I send you the links, but could you make sure she has the contact information, because all the sections we write in, since you know, she has a specific and particular style, I want to make sure I embody it correctly. So that way on the next set, because I'm sure something will be coming up this weekend.
Oh, yes. I mean, it's like, I definitely will be getting that information to you, Ash, and, you know, and I will get the links to your books to Lady Belladonna so she could take a look
yes,
at them.
Yes, please.
And you can
always
find me on Facebook with Thunder Ash on the phone.
I'll make sure she gets that information also, and because I'll have her up on Messenger here in just a moment, and I'll start getting some of that out. But yes, I mean, so how does Lady Belladonna fit into the Halloween scene? I mean, do you find that you ever get asked to do personal appearances around Halloween time? Have you been asked to like just?
That was the original plan for Lady Belladonna. She's not just on the screen. She's meant for you to be able to meet her. A character inspired by Elvira, sort of. She had appearances. She went around. She had this very big following, fans. So Lady Belladonna was never meant to just be on the screen. She's on the screen. She's larger than life. You can meet her in person. She's on radio shows, she's in person. So that is the next wave of all of this. Lady Belladonna's already been to Comic-Con. There were so many little girls who looked up to her, just enamored with her beauty. Her costume, the embodiment of a strong woman.
So is that your next long-term plan, is to try to be the 21st version of Elvira?
Well, Lady Belladonna is not Elvira, but to have a new Lady of the Dark, Mistress of the Dark, yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Elvira's retired. She's, you know, she's not able to do it anymore, and, you know, hell is busy as ever, and
she was limited to her 20th century roots, so you're going to try to take her to the next level, I take it?
Yes. I think that following that she had, it hasn't gone away. Everyone misses that late night feel, that seedy underbelly, as Angry Jack would say, or Brother.
Brother Jack. And you've read our brochure, definitely. I mean, when you talk about seedy underbelly, it's there we are, you know. It's like, yes, we've been, actually, we've been kind of feuding with another local horror host. I won't give his name because I don't want to give him that much publicity. But, yes, we've been feuding with another local horror host who definitely goes to the family-friendly side of it. You know, he wants to be everything is pink kitties and dumbed down, and we just don't, homie, don't play that, you know. I mean, we definitely, if you watch any of our stuff on YouTube, you'll see that, you know, it's like we go for the attractive, well-built ladies in little costumes, and we are definitely all about the F-bomb and the S-bomb, and, you know, we definitely play the adult side of it, and, you know, this guy kind of thinks that we don't belong here in Omaha, or we're not true horror hosts, and, you know, to that we say, suck it, hack, you know, and we pretty much say that on every show, but yes, definitely Lady Belladonna is going to be a fantastic fit with the Angry Brothers, and we definitely want to collaborate with her and, you know, team up, you know, maybe a little double teaming too, but we can talk about that over drinks.
I see. Your drink will be roofied, just so you know.
Well, okay.
Like that.
Yeah, it's
like that.
Roofies. I never tried that.
Wow,
I'll have a double scopolamine to go. Little scopolamine on the rocks.
Absolutely.
With a Viagra chaser, that way at least somebody gets something out of it.
Yes, Viagra.
Tasteless and
like,
colorless. Mm.
Well, you'll know you got it when everything turns blue. It's like, oh, wait, I'm seeing everything through a blue haze. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, and then the next thing you wake up and you are from that scene in Pulp Fiction when you're in the basement of the pawn shop, you know?
Yeah, Zed's dead, you know. Oh, that is one of our favorite movies, by the way. I mean, you know, Ving Rhames was so good in there as Marcellus Wallace, you know. It,
absolutely.
And
the Gimp.
The Gimp, yes. Like, everybody needs a Gimp.
You don't have one?
Well, it's like, you know how hard it is to find a female who wants to be a Gimp?
You know
Although
how hard it is
have,
to find a good Gimp.
Well, we do have a bondage bunny running around here. She's our male girl, and she shows up in her little leather outfit, and, you know, we'll have the little bunny mask, and she'll bring the male in occasionally. You know, but we're working on that. You know, it's like we just can't go too far too fast here in Omaha, otherwise we'll get kicked off the air. But, you know, YouTube, on the other hand, we can get away with all kinds of crap there.
Yes, I already own YouTube's contract.
Well, you know, it's like I wish YouTube would change their monetization policies. They suck.
They do. I understand that it does suck.
Well, yes. I mean, you have to have at least 1,000 subscribers to even be able to do monetization. And unless you're getting like between 10 and 20 or 30,000 views a month, you're gonna have a very hard time with it.
And how many subscribers do you have?
Well, we have about 800 in that neighborhood. We're almost there, but
so close.
You know, so close, yes. I mean, but it's a matter of the marketing involved, you know, and if Lady Belladonna, I'm sure Lady Belladonna could make it if she'd set up her own channel, you know, and even run condensed versions of her show on YouTube, I guarantee you she would definitely hit that mark fairly quickly. But all right, well, it looks like it's going to be less than a minute here before they cut us off, guys. So I did want to take a moment to thank you both for calling in. You guys were wonderful. And Lady Belladonna, we definitely
thank
want to have you back
me.
On. Oh, you're welcome, hun. It was our pleasure. And we definitely want to have you back on future shows. And we definitely want
you
to be part of the Angry Brothers world and our universe here in Omaha. So we'll have to get together with you and talk about some collaborations and see how we can put that together.
Absolutely.
And, you know, feel free to advertise whatever you'd like on our Facebook page, The Angry Brothers. I posted some links on yours, and so